Whoa, that is a lawn.
See, this is why I don't like to leave the house. What do we do with it?
Whatever we want to do.
The possibilities are limitless.
We can play on it. We can sit on it, listen to music. We can have a barbecue on it.
We can play badminton.
You play badminton?
Heck yeah. Got my own racket and shuttlecock.
Sweet! Oh, and at night, we can just lay on the grass and stare up at the stars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, wait till Sam and Freddy see this. I bet they love lawns.
Where are they?
Probably making out.
Ew.
Why ew?
I don't like couples that are all public with their...
Oh, come on. Sam and Freddy have spent years practically hating each other. I think it's kind of nice to see them being all...
No, 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 that's more like...
Look at this lawn. This is one sweet patch.
You know that's Kentucky chub grass.
Seriously?
Unbelievable.
You don't live here.
Don't walk away from me when I'm talking to you.
Fine, talk.
Okay, it's not that I don't appreciate what you were... You walked away again.
Look at my lawn.
Sam!
What are you guys fighting about? Nothing.
Mr. Frax gave me a B on my world history paper, and I was mad because I thought I deserved an A.
That's right. You told me you were mad at Frax.
That didn't mean I wanted revenge.
If he's going to give you Bs, why shouldn't I give him Bs? Wait, what'd you do? I filled his car with Bs.
I don't need you to fight my battles for me.
Come on, baby. You wrote a good paper.
I know, but you can't just go around...
All right, listen. Sam, Freddy should be able to complain about people to you without worrying that you're going to put them in a hospital.
I guess.
And Freddy, even though it's a little extreme to violate a man with bees, you should at least appreciate that Sam did it because she cares about you.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Give Mama some sugar.
Okay.
Aww.
Aww. In 5, 4, 3, 2...
What you doing here?
Aren't we rehearsing for iCarly?
No, not today.
Well, I heard Freddy on the phone tell his mom that we were rehearsing here after school.
That just means he's somewhere with Sam.
But why would he tell?
Because Freddy doesn't want his mom to know that he and Sam are dating.
Why not?
Because she'd murder him?
Right. Murder's so not cool. Anyway.
What?
What?
You were gonna say something.
Yeah, but I couldn't think of anything.
Okay,
I want to know.
What you want to know?
When you first started to like me.
Okay. Remember the time I pushed you in front of that bike messenger and he knocked you down and your head hit that fire hydrant?
Yes.
Well, afterwards, when you were laying there, moaning, blood coming out your ear.
Yeah?
I don't know. You looked kind of cute.
No.
Then it was worth the hearing loss.
Yeah.
Ah! Don't you kids drink those little medium-sized smoothies?
Tebow.
What are you doing?
You two are a couple now. So you get the love smoothie. And it's free.
Thanks, Tebs.
All right.
That's $36.
What? You said it was on the house.
Oh, the smoothie's free. But that's a $36 cup.
Pay the man.
No! What cup is worth 36 bucks?
That's Jamaican plastic.
Forget it.
I can't believe you're being so cheap.
I can't believe you're being so pushy.
I can't believe I still don't have my $36.
This is not how boyfriends behave.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's go ask Carly what she thinks.
Let's do it.
But wait! Wait! What about my $36? I was mowing the lawn.
It's not a lawn.
Then what is it?
It's a...
Go get the door.
Why me?
Because I need to go get more gas for my mowing machine.
Carly, I'm coming in and I got a friend.
Aw, a puppy?
Yeah. Isn't he cute?
Yeah, he's really cute.
You hear that, little guy? Mommy loves you.
Why'd you call me his mommy?
Well, you know, Sam and Freddie are always hanging out together now.
Yeah?
And that means you and I are gonna have more time. Just the two of us.
Yeah?
So I figure sharing a dog will give us something to talk about.
No.
I named him Sir Lix-a-Lot.
That's really cute, but he's your dog, okay? So don't go thinking that I'm gonna have to take... Sir does lick a lot.
Good. Carly's here. Let's ask her.
After I get some ham.
What's going on?
Some things are more important than ham.
Don't you ever say that to me.
You guys are fighting again?
Yeah, and we need your help.
Why do I always have to be the one?
Because you're fair and balanced.
Oh. Okay. What's the problem?
Tebow gave us a gigantic smoothie, then tried to make me pay 36 bucks for it.
And I say a gentleman should happily treat his chick to a smoothie, no matter how enormous.
For 36 bucks, I could buy you a whole ham.
I'm waiting.
Sam, I'm not buying you a ham.
Oh,
I'm saying that I could buy you a ham.
So if you could buy me ham,
yes.
That means you're going to...
No,
you say that
did. I said it with a C, not a W.
Come on!
Not in front of our baby.
He's not our baby. You guys.
What?
If a guy really likes a girl and they're dating, I think it's nice for the guy to give the girl an enormous smoothie now and then.
Boom!
But nice girls don't demand things from guys they're dating.
Boom!
So maybe you need to be a little more polite and patient, and maybe you need to be a little less stingy with your boy wallet.
I think that's fair.
Didio.
Let's go get you that ham.
Oh, baby. Mm-hmm.
You guys realize how flammable gasoline is? It's really flammable!
Carly! Carly! Carly!
Carly!
Carly.
Hey.
Wake up, Carly! Come on,
Carly.
Let's go!
Come on!
Carly, wakey, wakey!
What are you guys doing here?
What's on your face?
What? Oh. Nothing. What mask?
The one that you just had on your face.
It keeps me from snoring. You happy? What are you guys doing here at almost 3 a.m?
We were video chatting online.
And Sam said that her mom is a bigger freak than my mom.
She is.
When I was a baby, my mom put a chip in my brain so she could locate me anywhere on Earth.
When I was a baby, my mom made me drink bottles full of black coffee.
Why?
She said it made me dance funny. Both your moms are...
Did it?
Yes. Both your moms are freaks, okay? Both of them. Well, mine's freakier.
Mine is.
What?
Are you kidding me?
How can you possibly say that your mom's freaky?
No
way. I don't understand that.
I've met
your
mom.
She's obnoxious
and she's rude.
Carly has
lived next to my mom for years. Tell her.
Walks around in her bathing suit all the time. No one wants to see that.
Hey, I brought you some. What you doing?
Spray painting this butt blue.
Any reason?
It's for a bit we're doing on iCarly tonight.
Blue butt bit?
Yes, a blue butt bit.
I brought you some corn juice. See, I was just hanging on my lawn, shucking some corn. And I thought to myself, how come no one's ever thought to juice corn? So I grabbed a juicer.
Maybe nobody's ever thought to juice corn because most people have brains that function normally.
What?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, here. Give me the cup. Come here. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Sorry. Come here. Come here. No, I know. You didn't do anything wrong. Just, Sam and Freddie have been bugging me like 10 times a day to referee every little argument they have, and I'm under a lot of stress.
Okay. But if Sam and Freddie are getting on your nerves, why do you keep helping them?
Because they're my friends, and they're in this new relationship, and I want them to be happy. Corn juice is awful!
Isn't it?
Yippee!
Hey, Gibby, you want to help me paint my...
Shut up a sec!
What?
After the show, you gotta take the puppy to the vet. I think he's got an anxious bladder.
Why me?
He's your dog, too.
No, he's not! I never wanted a dog! I'm sorry. Come here. Oh, my God, I'm a monster. Shh, you want some corn juice?
Yes, please.
Hey, nice butt, Carls.
Thank you.
Hey. How great does Sam's hair look?
You brushed it for me.
With one of these.
Hey, you're having dinner with us tomorrow night.
I am?
Yeah. Sam and I love Italian food, so we made a reservation at Peenies.
I love Peenies!
Gibbies are not invited.
Then no corn juice for you.
Don't you guys want to go to dinner by yourselves? You know, like, just the two of you?
Nah, every time we're alone for more than an hour, we fight about something.
So we want you to come with us, because you always come up with smart ways for us to compromise.
And anyway, have you ever had the lasagna at Peenies?
No, it's good.
Good?
It is so good that when I die, please bury me naked in a bathtub full of Peenies lasagna.
So, you'll come to dinner with us?
I guess, but I think it'd be better.
Well, 10 seconds to iCarly.
Game faces.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I have a girl named Carly.
And I am a girl named Sam.
And if you don't believe we're girls,
just listen to us giggle.
Okay, first up on iCarly,
we're gonna show you how to make adult diapers out of old newspapers.
I recommend the Boston Grove.
I thought we were doing the blue butt bit first.
No, we decided to do the adult diaper bit first.
You never think I'm right.
You never respect my opinion.
That's insane. That's yesterday,
complete. You're gonna bring it up again. You threw it in my face, Carly.
Well, I take a moment to settle this argument. Please enjoy this pre-recorded emergency video of Spencer flirting with a watermelon.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're pretty. Yeah, you're a pretty little melon. Yes, you are. What? No. I don't think vertical green stripes make you look fat.
Hey, there's my little sis. You want some chicken? It's moist.
No, thanks. I'm going on a dinner date with Sam and Freddy. Mm. Hi.
Hey.
Who's your friend?
I don't know. I met her at the hardware store and she loves chicken.
Super.
Carly! Woof woof!
Oh, come on in, Gib. What's up?
We had a play date for Sir Lix-a-Lot in the park at 4 p.m. and you didn't show up.
I told you I'm not interested in raising a puppy with you.
I'm starting to feel like you're not committed to this whole puppy thing.
I'm not.
Then maybe I should just raise him without you.
I completely support that.
I'm not gonna argue about this.
Thank you.
On three.
One.
Two.
Three.
Oh, Carly, how amazing is this lasagna?
It's very good lasagna. Why can't I sit with you guys?
Me and Freddy are on a date. Parmesan cheese?
Sure.
So I'm just supposed to sit here and wait for you guys to have a fight so I can settle it?
Pretty much.
We'd really appreciate that.
I'm Paul. I'm a DJ.
See ya, Paul.
Wow. That's a lot of Parmesan.
What are you, the cheese keeper?
No, I'm just saying the lasagna here is amazing, so I don't think you need to shovel 9 pounds of Parmesan cheese.
Oh, it's okay, Freddy. You don't have to pay for the Parmesan.
It's not about the money.
Then why don't you stop criticizing
every single thing? Why is it whenever I make a suggestion,
Carly?
Freddy, it's not nice to judge other people's cheese habits. Sam, that's an insane amount of cheese. It embarrasses me.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You ever been sailing?
Go away.
Oh, what did they put in this lasagna to make it so incredible?
Look, I don't want to start an argument, but you might want to finish chewing, you know, before you talk.
What, is this pick on Puck at night?
I said I don't want to start an argument.
Well, you done it.
Carly, is it wrong to tell a person that it's not polite to talk with their mouth full of lasagna?
Is it wrong for a person to constantly pick on every little thing I do? Yes. And yes. You both should be furious with each other. Furious!
I wouldn't say I'm furious.
Well, you should be furious. What guy wants to go on a date and watch a girl go?
I'm Pam Pocket.
Ew.
But how can you sit there and listen to that whiny nub go,
meh, you're using too much Parmesan. Meh, don't chew with your mouth open. Meh.
Seriously, why don't you two just pick up your forks and use them to jab each other in the eyes?
Okay, what are you doing?
You're supposed to be helping us solve our problems. No, you two should be solving your own problems, not expecting me to be your 24/7 couples counselor.
I'm also a photographer.
This close to calling the cops. You think I want to sit here at a table by myself, having to fix every stupid little problem you guys have? I could be at home right now eating moist chicken with Spencer and some icky chick from a hardware store. If you guys can't learn to work things out on your own, then you shouldn't be dating at all. I deserve this lasagna. This is nice.
Yeah. It's a lot more fun hanging here with you than that dumb girl from the hardware store.
Thanks. I'm sorry she stole your wallet.
It's okay. There was only $4 in it.
Those stars you put on the ceiling look so cool.
Good. Because it wasn't easy getting them up there.
What about that moon?
Even harder. That thing weighs like 60 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to use a bunch of big long screws and a steel cable to make sure to...
You're ripe, little melon. Yeah. You look good. Been working out? Oh, yeah, and your rind smells so nice. What, your sister? That meant nothing. I only have eyes for you, melon. Yeah. Mm.